cooler, right?
Okay. Well, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam 11.16.22. Purotasam Vashishtoham Brahmishtanam Brihaspatihi Skandoham Sarvasenanyam Agranyam Bhagavanajaha Purotasam Vashishtoham Brahmishtanam Brihaspatihi Skandoham Sarvasenanyam Agranyam Bhagavanajaha Purodhasam Vishishtoham Brihishtanam Brihaspatihi Skandoham Sarvasenanyam Agranyam Bhagavanajaha Skandoham Sarvasenanyam Ladies, any? Purodhasam among priests, Vasishtaha, Vasishtamuni, Ahang, I am, Brahmishtanam, among those fixed in the Vedic conclusion and purpose. Brihaspatihi, Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods. Skandaha, Kartikeya, Aham, I am. Sarvasenanyam, among all military leaders. Agranyam, among those advancing in pious life. Bhagavan, the great personality. Ajaha, Lord Brahma. Among priests, I am Vishishtamuni, and among those highly situated in Vedic culture, I am Brihaspati. I am Kartikeya among great military leaders, and among those advancing in superior ways of life, I am the great personality, Lord Brahma. Yajnanam brahma-yajyoham vratanam avihimsanam vaivagnyarkambu vag-atma shuchinam apyaham shuchihi. Among sacrifices, I am study of the Veda, and I am nonviolence among vows. Among all things that purify, I am the wind, fire, the sun, water, and speech. Yoganam Atmasangrodho Mantrosmi Vijikishatam Anvikshiki Koshalanam Vikalpa Khyativadinam. Among the eight progressive states of yoga, I am the final stage, samadhi, in which the soul is completely separated from illusion. Among those desiring victory, I am prudent political counsel, and among processes of expert discrimination, I am the science of the soul, by which one distinguishes spirit from matter. Among all speculative philosophers, I am diversity of perception. Purport. Any science is based on the faculty of expert discrimination. By skillful definition of isolated and interactive components, one becomes expert in any field. Ultimately, the most intelligent person can isolate the spirit soul from matter and describe the properties of matter and spirit as both isolated and interactive components of reality. The proliferation of innumerable philosophical speculations is due to differing modes of perception within the material world. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, sarvasya chaham priti sannivishto matas mitir ganam apovanam cha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart and awards a particular degree of knowledge or ignorance according to one's desire and merit. Thus, the Lord himself is the basis of the mundane process of philosophical speculation. For he creates differing and altering perceptions, alternating perceptions, modes of perception within the conditioned souls. It is to be understood that one can acquire perfect knowledge only by hearing directly from Lord Krishna and not by hearing from conditioned philosophers who imperfectly perceive the creation of the Lord through the screen of their personal desires. Om Agyana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Viditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalang Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Pradishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hodi Priye Vancha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Adaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Purport. parodhasam vishishtoham brahmishtanam brihaspatihi skandoham sarvasenanyam agranyam bhagavanajaha yajnanam brahmayagyoham vritanam avihimsanam vaivyagni vaivyagnar kambu vagatma shuchinam apyaham shuchihi Yoganam atmasamrodho mantro smi vijagishatam anvikshiki koshalanam vikalpa kyativarinam. Kyativarinam means people who declare different conclusions, speculative philosophers. Mata smriti jnanam apo, not mata, that is vishirasya matam nabindam. What is that? Yasav vishirasya matam nabindam. Tarko pratishta shrutiya vibinna, yasav vishirasya matam nabindam. No one can be a philosopher unless he has something different to say. If you're just going to repeat what everybody else has said, then who are you? You have to have a new idea, a new wrinkle, a new innovation, a new insight, a new way of looking at things, alternative, differing mode of perception. You have to see things differently. Nasav rishi rasya matam nabinna. Unless you have a differing point of view, you're not a muni. So, tarka pratishta, the absolute truth is not understood by argument. And every muni has his own opinion. Tarmasya tatvam nihitam guhaya. And the truth concerning Sanatana Dharma, our eternal nature, is hidden. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya. Mahajana yena gata sapanta. Therefore, one should simply follow in the footsteps of the Mahajanas, the great souls. If one wants to know what is what, then Mahajana yena gata sapanta. There are Dvadasa Mahajans, Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Lord Shiva, Kumaras, Lord Kapildev, Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janak, Bhishma Dev, Bali Maharaj, Vyasaki, and Yamraj. These Dvadasa Mahajans. And they're all declaring the truth of devotional service, and they're all acting in devotional service. Therefore, we have to follow in the footsteps of these great souls. Vikalpa kyati vadinam. Krishna says, among philosophers, I'm diversity of opinion. In the modern academy, this diversity of opinion is celebrated. Everybody, diversity, diversity. We want different points of view, different angles, different philosophies. But these different philosophies are due to Maya. In sixth canto, I think, yach chaktiyo varitam vadinam vai. Sambadam, na vivada sambada bhuvo bhavanti. Kurvanti chaisham muhuratma moham. Tasmai namo nanta gunaya bhumnaha. I offer my obeisances to that reservoir of unlimited qualities
the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yat Shaktiyo, by whose variegated energies, whose variegated energies influence the various philosophers, Bhadinam, so that Vibhada Sambhada Bhuvo Bhavanti. They sometimes agree, they sometimes disagree. I partly agree with the learned Professor Narayanam, but I think he's also missed a few points here, which I'd like to illuminate. And I think I disagree also. So they agree and disagree. Kurvanti chayasham muhur atma moham. And while they're all busy agreeing and disagreeing with one another and getting deep into their philosophical logic and argument, they're bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord and forgetting their spiritual identity, atma moha. They're bewildered. They've forgotten that I'm spirit soul, I'm servant of Krishna. My real business is to serve Krishna and love Krishna. No, I'm philosopher at such and such state university, and I've written, so far 12 books. I'm working on my 13th book. I've received a grant from the Hiranyakashipu Foundation, and then... So they're busy in this way, forgetting the actual purpose of life. And people become students of philosophy and they follow in the footsteps of their predecessors by forgetting about the ultimate purpose of life. So that diversity of illusion would not be possible without the grace of Krishna. Someone wants to be a gyani, Krishna says, yes, I'll help you be a gyani. I can keep you busy for lifetimes with one philosophy after another, one argument after another. You can sometimes agree, you can sometimes disagree, but you'll be busy forgetting who you are.
Yoganam atmasam rodho.
The Lord says, among the different steps of yoga, I'm samadhi, in which the soul is completely separated from illusion. The speculative munis don't reach samadhi by arguing with one another about different ideas. But those who follow the yoga system can reach this point at which they clearly realize the difference between the soul and the body. It's not theoretical. It's not something just arrived at by philosophical discrimination, although that's also there. In the beginning, there's philosophical discrimination. But in the perfection of the yoga system, one realizes one's spiritual nature. What is that? Yam labdva cha pram labdham manyate manakam tato yasmin stato na dukena gurunapi vichalyate. But I wanted to look a verse or so earlier. Sukamat yantikam yattat buddhi grahyam atindriya veti yatra na chayavayam stitas chalati tatvataha. He realizes himself through transcendental senses. Buddhi grahyam atindriyam. He realizes the truth through transcendental senses and becomes situated in the truth. Yam nabva cha pram labha manyate nadikam tataha. Then he thinks, there's nothing better than this. Yasmin yam labdva cha aparam labha manyate na adikam tataha. Nothing is better than this. He realizes his spiritual nature. Yasmin stato nadukena guruna pivichalyate. Then even amidst the greatest, the heaviest problems or miseries or whatever, cittas chalati tattvata, he doesn't budge from the absolute truth. So this is realization. It's not just a question of gyan, philosophical discrimination. Philosophical discrimination is also good to understand the difference between spirit and matter, but that's only the beginner's course. In the advanced course, one has to realize one's spiritual nature and then act in that spiritual nature. What is that? Brahmabhuta prasannatma nashochati nakankshati. When one realizes one's spiritual nature, he becomes freed from hankering, lamentation, he becomes joyful. Samasarveshu bhuteshu, he sees all living beings or all circumstances with equal vision. And then madbhaktim labhate param. He graduates from that stage to the stage of bhakti yoga, or devotional service to the Lord. Madbhaktim labhate param. So this is the perfection of samadhi, to be always absorbed in thinking of Krishna and always engaged in the service of the Lord. The yogis achieve this through through their eightfold process, but the devotees head directly for samadhi by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay, what questions today? Any questions? Yes.
Maharaj, in yesterday's class, we were discussing like four social orders were Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanprastha and Sannyas. So elsewhere I have read that social orders are Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and these are spiritual orders. So just... Just that.
There are four ashrams and four varnas. And yeah, the varnas are your occupational orders, and then your ashrams are social or spiritual orders. Yeah. Good. Thank you.
So either way is correct.
No, what you said is correct.
Yesterday's purport was different. Yesterday's translation.
Hmm?
Yesterday's translation was a little different.
Oh, it was the translation. Well, let's look back. Yeah, social ashram, they're called. Anyway, we know what it means, ashram.
And sometimes in Bhagavatam I come across this phrase, the Blessed Lord said.
The Blessed Lord said. You have a question about the Blessed Lord said?
Yeah, what does it mean? I don't understand Blessed Lord.
Well, it doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot. It means the Holy Lord. That's what it means. Blessed doesn't mean that somebody's blessed him. It means the Holy Lord. This term was not Srila Prabhupada's. Prabhupada's translation of Sri Bhagavan Uvacha was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore he titled his book Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, rather than Krishna, the Blessed Lord. The term the Blessed Lord said was introduced into Bhagavad Gita as it is by the editor, Hayagriva Prabhu, who picked it up from other translations. It's used by, I believe, Dr. Radhakrishnan, Swami Nikhilananda, and Hayagriva also picked it up as being more, I forget what word he said, having more literary force or quality. And Prabhupada accepted it. And so we hear sometimes the translation is being read, the Blessed Lord said, and Prabhupada accepts it. And even in one purport in Srimad Bhagavatam, I think Prabhupada mentions the Blessed Lord and comments on it briefly. That's the rundown on the Blessed Lord said. The first time the Blessed Lord speaks in Bhagavad Gita is in the second chapter. Asochanam Vishochastvam Pragyavadam Strapashase Gatasuna Gatasim Schadana Shochanti Pandita. And there, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada gives an extensive justification for translating Sri Bhagavan Uvacha as the Supreme Personality of Godhead said. Or he doesn't specifically say this, it's a justification for the translation, but he explains the word Bhagavan extensively as the Supreme Personality of Godhead the first time that the word comes up. Hare Krishna.
Mr. Maharaj said, mental speculation the people are, philosophers are discussing and arguing. But we have so much philosophy, like in Chaitanya Charitamrita say, Siddhanta Bolya Chitta Nakar Alas. And so one should, and Prabhupada also said, one should expert in scriptures understanding to defeat
Maya. Siddhanta Bolya. Siddhanta means Vaishnava Siddhanta, doesn't mean mental speculation.
So what is this philosophy different means our
philosophy? It doesn't mean just the business of the munis. The munis means mental speculators. I think this, I think that. But there's also, just like Krishna says, yatajjnanam matamama. I think this is knowledge. So, you know, professor such and such says, I think, and another professor says, I think, and another Muni says, I think, and someone else says, I think. But when Krishna says, I think, that's different. When the others think what they think, we can argue with them or whatever, or ignore them. But when Krishna says, I think, we take it as the absolute truth. It's philosophy, but it's perfect because it's descending from the personality of Godhead, not coming up from the imperfect mind and intelligence. Anything else? Yes.
Maharaj, sometimes while preaching this question comes up, that earlier even Kshatriyas also used to eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
Even Kshatriyas used to eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
For example, even in the one of the purports in the first canto, Prabhupada mentions that King Grantidev, despite being a Kshatriya, never eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
So that means Kshatriyas used to eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
So people who are coming from a Kshatriya background, their caste, they argue that, you know, why...
We don't object. If you're a Kshatriya, go ahead. Go out there with your tiger knife and kill a tiger, and if you like, you can eat. We don't mind. Or even a lesser animal, if you want to go hunting in the forest and kill a deer or some other animal and eat. We don't mind. But that's different from going to the meat shop and buying the products of a slaughterhouse, and particularly cow meat, but any meat from the slaughterhouse, the kshatriya, that's for cowards. If you're a kshatriya, you'd kill. It's not that you send someone off to start a factory to do it, or a machine, or you know, you just pay. You sit in your palace and pay other people to kill. You have to be ready to kill. Otherwise, what kind of kshatriya are you? Yudhe chapyapalayanam. You're not supposed to flee from a fight. So, do it. Get out there and do the whole thing. But just that you come with your suit and tie and go to the meat shop and you and pay some money and buy this little plastic package of whatever it is and support the slaughter industry. You're not a kshatriya. This is swapacha.
But Maharaj, then they say that, you know, in the Mahabharata there is a mention of Dharma Vyad, who's a butcher, but who was there is the mention of a person called Dharma Vyad.
Dharma
Vyad.
Vyas.
Vyad, Vyad.
Vyaj.
Vyada.
Vyadha. Dharma Vyadha.
In the Mahabharata.
Okay.
So he was a butcher, but who was dharmic at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So that means butchers did exist.
Mm-hmm.
That means butchers did exist in the bygone ages.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is the mention of Satyavati, who is the daughter of a fisherman.
There's examples of prostitutes also who were dharmic. So, you be a butcher and your wife should be a prostitute? Is that your proposal? Because you want to be very dharmic, so you'll slaughter animals and your wife will, you'll get money by killing animals and your wife will get money by prostitution, and in this way you'll, you know, be a very dharmic couple? Is this your proposal?
No, the point they make is that means butchers did exist in the Bible.
Yes, they existed. Prostitutes existed also. You can find everything existing. So what's your point? So it's very good. They existed and they were dharmic. So you be a dharmic butcher and your wife can be a dharmic prostitute. What's wrong?
No, the point is that means buying meat from the shop was bona fide.
Yeah, and buying sex was also bona fide. So you engage in this bona fide activity, you be a butcher, and your wife can be a prostitute. And in this way, you'll have a strong historical foundation or justification for your activities, and there's no problem. If that's your point, whatever existed in history, you'll find it out somehow. You know, you'll dig and dig and dig until you find what you want to do, and you say, "Aha!" So it's very good. You found it. So now you be a butcher and let your wife be a prostitute, and fine. Meanwhile, we'll follow this principle: no gambling, no intoxicants, no meat eating, no illicit sex. And you can follow, you found something, so you follow that, rascal. This is their business, somehow or other, to avoid Mahajana Yena Gata Sapanta. The acharyas are giving the religious principles, acharya upasana. One should follow the acharya, but since you don't want to follow the acharya, that's all right. You follow your own good intelligence and find something in Mahabharata and be a butcher and the husband of a prostitute,
and that will be your
dharma. As we say, to each his own. And good luck.
But we don't recommend that this should be... No, why only you? Let everyone become a butcher. All the men become butchers, all the women become prostitutes, you know. Start, not all, because there has to be diversity. But you spread this. Why should you be the only butcher? Have a lot of dharmic butchers and a lot of dharmic prostitutes. And this will be your contribution. And our contribution will be no gambling, no intoxicants, no meat eating, no illicit sex. Chant Hare Krishna, follow Bhagavad Gita as it is. They'll go to, you know, any somehow or other, find some way to justify my nonsense. I saw some article that they found, the archaeologists found some ancient cup from Greece depicting some homosexual activity. So then the homosexuals were, yay, you know, this is great because it's historically, you know, it has a historical background. We've been around since ancient Greece. So your friend can be like them. You know, just somehow or other find some justification in history that there's been people like us for a long time. So we must be bona fide. They got there by archaeology. We could have told them that way back when the certain demons created by Lord Brahma had an appetite for homosexual activity. Why ancient Greece? It goes back further. But does it mean that it's very exalted? No. You won't find any shastras. Show me a shastric quote. That better than the karmis or the gyanis, better than the gyanis or the yogis, better than the yogis are the butchers. Show me in Shastra where this occupation is glorified. One should give charity to the butchers. No. One should go to Gurukul and learn the art of butchery. No. Only you've dug through Mahabharata, and Mahabharata, everything's there, that's stated. And you've found that there's one fellow who was a butcher, and now you're making a justification. Just like the Christians. The Christians say, Jesus Christ ate meat. And they'll give the example that there were some Jesus was preaching, and there was he distributed loaves and fish to the multitude. So what's wrong? It's good, Jesus. You know. Of course, the story was that thousands of people had followed him into the desert. There was no food. They were not eating anything. So what to do? So Jesus said to his disciples, go look. No, we couldn't find anything, only a few loaves of bread and a few fish for, you know, thousands of people. They said, distribute. And they distributed, and all the people were fed. So therefore, fish is good. Lord Jesus came to bless our tuna fish factory. We don't object. If you can feed 1,000 people with a few loaves of bread and a few fish when they're starving to death, fine. But then you want to make from that a whole industry of killing fish wholesale and the blessed Lord Jesus
is your evidence for the sanctity of this occupation. No. But this is what people do. They somehow or other want to justify. They don't look in Shastra or hear from the Acharya, this is what you should do, and then do it. They go the other way. Here's what I want to do. Now where can I find Shastra that will justify it? Or where can I find a guru who will give me a Guruji stamp of approval? They don't actually want to be disciples. They want to be master, and they want a guru who'll bless their nonsense. If they want a guru at all. Otherwise, they'll be the guru themselves. And they'll look through all the nana shastra vichar, they'll go through all the shastras, asad dharma samstapa, to establish some rubbish. Anything else? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. In the process of our material education, we study a lot of material theories which are in
a lot of material what?
In process of our material education, we study theories. Which are in contrast with our spiritual education.
Yes.
And these theories we have to use in our jobs. The material theories. So what should
which
be our
theories?
The material theories that we study. So what should be our approach?
Yeah, do it. What theory do you have to use in your job?
For organizational behavior, there are certain theories related to body and soul, that the mind is actually the soul related to, and there are different identities, ID, id, and there is no soul, something related to that.
Of course, these theories have no... I don't know what job you're doing. If you're teaching, then these theories are important, because each teacher has to have, has to say something. But in terms of practical activity, like to be a police chief or to be anything, I don't know what that theory will do for you. And everybody goes to school, they hear all these theories, they have to learn all these theories, and then it's of no application. If you're, suppose you go to school and you learn Darwin's theory, of course, which is the most important theory, and then you get your MBA and all of that, what are you going to do with Darwin? You become an actuary or something. Darwin doesn't help you. But all this rubbish has to be crammed into people's brains. This is our theory, my theory is that they send people to school to cram their heads with all this rubbish. What practical theory is there? Some practical theory that's conflict with Krishna consciousness? What is that practical theory? What is, for example?
Practical theory is how to apply this spiritual theory in the practical life.
That's a whole different question. How to apply, first of all, spiritual theory. We don't deal with spiritual theory, we deal with spiritual fact. Everybody has a spiritual theory, but Krishna, his theory is fact. So we deal with spiritual fact, and by following the direction of the spiritual master in Krishna, we apply that spiritual fact in our life. Arjuna is applying it. Krishna says, here's what you do. Mamanusmara yujyacha, think of me in fight. But that's practical also. It's spiritual. It's practical, and it's not theoretical.
You mean to say the spiritual knowledge should be implemented in the practical life.
Do I mean to say that spiritual knowledge?
The spiritual knowledge and experiences we should apply in the practical life and uplift the lifestyle.
Sure. Spiritual knowledge beginning with understanding that I'm not this body. I have to apply that. I see that everyone is spirit soul. We have to apply that. Not only every person, but all living creatures. They're all spiritual souls, part and parcel of Krishna. That we have to apply. They're applying their material knowledge that the body is everything and we can eat this, we can eat that because they have no soul, blah, blah, blah. But we're applying spiritual knowledge given by Krishna. Then that affects our diet, that affects our life, that affects everything. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, in regards with the question the devotee asked you about the Kshatriya, that are they allowed to go and kill and eat meat? So you said that yes, he should go out and do his hunting and kill and eat and not go and open slaughterhouses. But Maharaj, even that is wrong. So I don't know why you said that. Even that's
why I said that they should go out and kill
or
animals.
You didn't mean it, or it's a dharma.
No, I don't mind. The Kshatriyas did this. They go out. Of course, you also have to be out there in battle. We don't want to hear that you just went out and killed a deer. We want to hear that after killing the deer, you went out there into the front lines and you faced, you know, serious enemies. Don't give me this, you know, deer business that you just go out with a shotgun and kill a deer on, you know, now and then, and because you're a Kshatriya, you know, Kshatriya means you have to fight. That's why they were killing the animals, because they had to, you know, it was like staying sharp. You know, I can kill a deer with an arrow just like that. They had to be fast, because tomorrow you're going to have to go out there and fight with real people. So I don't mind, but you know, don't like pick and choose. You know, I'll just pick the parts I like and leave the parts I don't like. You know, like I like killing animals. I'll do that. I don't like giving charity. I'm not going to do that. They want my money. Forget it. And Ishwarabhav, take charge. No, I don't like to take charge of things. Let somebody else take charge. No. If you're a Kshatriya, be a Kshatriya. You should be out there in the front lines. You should never flee from a fight. You should be generous like anything, like Maharaj Rantidev or Maharaj Shivi. I'm a Kshatriya, I eat meat. Do you do anything else? No, I just eat meat.
But Maharaj, was it justified by Krishna that the Kshatriyas should go and kill? But now there are no Kshatriyas like what they were earlier.
What is that? Did you hear?
Was it justified by Krishna?
Yeah, it's okay. You can go out there and if you're a Kshatriya, you can kill animals. And if you like, you can eat the meat. We really don't have a problem with that. But that's different from what's from the slaughterhouse industry. First of all, it's different. There's no cow killing. A Kshatriya that Maharaj Pritchett saw a Shudra dressed as a king and beating a cow and bull, he immediately knew, this man's not a Kshatriya, he's a rogue. And immediately challenged him. And when challenged, oh! Because he wasn't a Kshatriya, he was a coward, and he was a rogue. As soon as there's a real Kshatriya, he backed down. So there's no cow killing at all. But if you want to eat a goat, you don't even have to be a Kshatriya. You just have to be willing to go to the temple of Kali once a month and kill a goat and whisper into the goat's ear that now I'm killing you, you can kill me in the next life. You don't have to be a Kshatriya, you can be something else also. But if you want to be a Kshatriya and kill animals on those grounds, how many animals are going to be killed by, you know, Kshatriyas going out and hunting? It's not going to be a serious problem. And those Kshatriyas are going to do good because they're going to go out and they're going to be protecting innocent people by their prowess and their bravery and their power. So you have to, and they're going to be charitable. So you have to do all that. Otherwise, don't give me your rubbish that you're a Kshatriya and that's why you're eating meat and you don't do anything else that a Kshatriya does. Mahajanayena Gatasapanta.
In the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned, out of the priests I am Brihaspati. And here it is mentioned, Vasishtha.
We did that yesterday. That Krishna is everything, so he covers the whole territory. So here he says, I'm Brihaspati, there, Purodasam Chamukyam Mam, Vidhi Partha Brihaspatim, and here it's, who is it? Vasishtha. So, no problem. We dealt with that. Were you here yesterday? You came a little late. Okay. Well, in the part that you didn't come from, we talked about that. There are different places. In many of these verses, Krishna says of this, I'm this, but in Bhagavad Gita says of this, I'm something else. But it's not a big problem. The point is, yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam srimad urjitam evava tad tad evava gacchatvam mamatejam sasambham. That's the point. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. You take prasadam now? Okay. So now